WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic calm. Ever feel like you're constantly caught in a whirlwind of emotions? One minute you're riding high, the next you're feeling overwhelmed and drained. It happens to the best of us. And honestly, it's often amplified by our own reactions to the people around us. That's why today we're diving deep into something truly powerful, practicing empathy and compassion for others. Now, I know what you might be thinking, empathy? Isn't that just feeling sorry for people? Not quite. Empathy is about genuinely understanding another person's experience, seeing the world through their eyes, even if it's different from your own. Compassion goes a step further. It's about wanting to help alleviate their suffering and create a more supportive environment. Think of it like this. Imagine walking in someone else's shoes for a minute. You might realize they're dealing with something you never even considered, something that's making their world feel incredibly difficult. Suddenly, those little things you used to get frustrated about seem insignificant, right? That's the magic of empathy. It shifts your perspective and fosters genuine connection. So how do we actually put this into practice? Here are five key takeaways to remember. 1. Active listening. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about truly absorbing what someone is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Pay attention to their tone, body language, and facial expressions. Show them you're engaged by nodding, making eye contact, and asking clarifying questions. Remember, sometimes the best thing you can do is just listen without judgment. 2. Challenge your assumptions. We all have biases and preconceived notions about people based on their backgrounds, experiences, or even just first impressions. But holding on to these assumptions can prevent us from truly understanding someone else's perspective. Try to approach every interaction with an open mind and a willingness to learn something new. 3. Practice kindness. Even small acts of kindness can make a huge difference in someone's day. Hold the door open, offer a sincere compliment, or simply lend a listening ear when someone needs it. Remember, kindness is contagious. 4. Seek common ground. We might have different opinions, beliefs, or lifestyles, but there are always common threads that connect us as human beings. Focus on shared values, experiences, or goals to build bridges and foster understanding. 5. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges and resentment only hurts us in the long run. Practice forgiveness, both for yourself and others, to release negativity and create space for compassion. You know that feeling when you're having a tough day, and someone just takes the time to listen without judgment? It can feel incredibly validating, right? That's the power of empathy in action. Imagine if we all made a conscious effort to practice it more often. The world would be a much kinder, more compassionate place. Let me share a quick story that really illustrates this point. I was walking down the street last week when I saw an older woman struggling to carry her groceries. She looked visibly frustrated and overwhelmed. I took a moment to approach her, offered to help carry some bags, and we ended up chatting for a few minutes. She told me about a recent surgery she'd had and how it was making things more difficult. We talked about our favorite local restaurants, shared a few laughs, and by the time I left, both of us felt lighter. That simple act of kindness made a difference in her day, and honestly, it lifted my spirits too. Remember, practicing empathy and compassion isn't just about being nice. It's about creating meaningful connections, fostering understanding, and building a more supportive world around us. So, what are you waiting for? Start small. Be kind to yourself and others, and watch the ripple effect of positivity unfold. Until next time, keep practicing your stoic calm and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.